New topic tonight, Rabbosai. New topic. Siman Tezvov. Im lehatir tzitzis mebeged lebeged. Are you allowed to take off tzitzis from a beged, from a garment, and attach it to onto another garment? V'din, and also Siman Tezvov. The second part of Siman Tezvov discusses nikra hatales, if the talis is torn. Talis tearing, what's the halacha then? But the first topic is the halacha of lehatir tzitzis mebeged lebeged. If you want to remove tzitzis from the garment and attach them onto another garment, can you do this, yes or no? So the Shulchan Aruch says the following, Sif Aleph, Muta lehatir tzitzis metalezeh. You are allowed to be a matir, to release tzitzis from one beged, muta letalezeh, velitnam betales acher, and to put him onto another talis, you're allowed to do so. Aval shaloi lahanicha mebeged acher loi. But if you're just taking off, untying tzitzis, and you're not putting them anywhere, that is also, that's really what the halacha is all about. That's really what the seif is discussing, is not the heter, but is the issa. There is, as the Mishnah Berurah says, there's an issa of bizui, being mevazeh, of making a desecration of the kedusha of the talis by untying them and just leaving them out. If you are putting them on from one talis to another talis, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Mutal hatir tzitzis metalis zeh velitnam metalis achet. Now you can do taking the tzitzis off and putting them on another talis. That's okay. But shloi lanicha beveged achet. But if you're just taking tzitzis off and you're not putting them anywhere, that is also. Says the Mishnah Ramah, V'davke betales shel bar chiyuva. All this is all with regards to a talis of a bar chiyuva, of somebody who is chayv v'mitzvahs. A talis of somebody owned by somebody who is chayv v'mitzvahs. Aval muta lehatir tzitzis metales shel meisim. But if somebody, if there's that minhag of removing the tzitzis of a beged of a nifta before kvura, if the tzitzis are removed, then that would actually be okay, because he's a mace and he's not bar chiyuv anymore, and therefore there you'd be allowed to remove the tzitzis of a nifta. But otherwise, the halacha is you're not allowed to remove the tzitzis of a talis and just leaving them out. They're not allowed to do that. Let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says of Yintziv Cotton. And Tziv Kotna Aleph, Velitnam, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu metales chodosh, letales chodosh. It doesn't make a difference if the garment is new or not. It doesn't make a difference of it. This is not relevant if the talis is new or not. Afilu metales chodosh, letales chodosh. Vekolshke metales yoshon, shemuta lehate, velitnam metales chodosh, roitz lelovshu velikayim boya mitzvah. So it doesn't really make a difference how old and new the garment is. There's an issa of taking the tzitzis, taking them off. The Mishnah Berurah in Tziv Kotten Beis tells us the reason. Excuse me, in Tziv Kotten Gimel tells us the reason. Beveged Acheloi, ki yesh issa shemevaze tales shel mitzvah bechinom. That's really the key words of this seif over here. That by removing the tzitzis, you are making a bizui. A bizui shemevaze tales shel mitzvah bechinom. How can you remove the tales? The talis is tzitzis. How can you move the tzitzis of a talis? How can you move it? You're being mevaze. This used to be an item of a mitzvah. This used to be a cheftz of a mitzvah. This used to be an ongoing mitzvah because tzitzis were attached to the baguette, to the talis. And now you're just untying them. You're being mevaze the mitzvah. You're making a baguette of a mitzvah, cheftz of a mitzvah. You're mevatlet. You're mevaze the mitzvah. And therefore, it's also, unless you are tying them on to another baguette. The Mishnah Berurah asks the question, what's the halacha if you are to remove them, you're removing the tzitzis, and you're not going to tie them anywhere else, you're not going to put them anywhere else. But the reason why you're doing that is because you want to replace it and put better tzitzis on. Are you allowed to do that?
Yes, you put them in shamus.
Right? Okay, so it depends how you do it. Yeah, you're saying that you're allowed to as long as you put them in the shemus. So let me just address your point first. What has to be done with the removed tzitzis, what is to be done with the tzitzis that you have untied, that is not being discussed here, although that's an interesting halacha, what you're going to do with the tzitzis, either apostle or yeah, apostle tzitzis, what you're going to do with those tzitzis, if you put them in shemus or where else you're going to put them, that will be discussed in the later siman that we're going to be addressing in Mitzvah Shem, in siman, I think it's somewhere later on, in siman Chof Aleph discusses this halacha. But here, with regards to actual baguette, are you allowed to remove the tzitzis of the baguette? You're saying, wherever you're going to put the tzitzis, but as are you allowed to, you're not going to, and put new tzitzis on? Are you allowed to do that? Is it? Pashtus not. Because you're putting new tzitzis on. Good. What about if the tzitzis are not possible, but they are just not so nice? You want to get, they're not halachically, there's nothing wrong with those tzitzis halachically, but you just want to get nicer, maybe thicker tzitzis. There are nothing wrong with the tzitzis that were attached, but they are just a little bit thin, and you want to tie on, you want to attach tzitzis which are thicker. Are you allowed to do that? Thicker tzitzis, and you're not going to, or is that also part of the busy of the mitzvah? There's no halachic kiddo in having thicker tzitzis.
Itself. It doesn't mention the tzitzis. The whole things are busy on the talus.
And therefore?
Therefore, if there's no busy on the talus anymore, regardless of kind of why you're doing it, it looks like as long as the talus doesn't lose its status as a mitzvah kind of item, it shouldn't
be a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Gimel, the continuation. So again, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Gimel starts with Veged Achaloi, Ki Yesh Isra Shemevazet Talus Shemitzvah Bechinom. We spoke about that. Imlo shenizbale atalis, unless the talis is worn out, or then muta lehate tzitzios bechol gavna. If the talis, the garment, is worn out, then it's permitted to remove the tzitzis. That's perfectly in order. Oy sheroitze lemocher lenochi, or if you're about to sell your garment to a goy, then also you're allowed to remove the tzitzis. That's okay. Or if you want to remove the tzitzis and you want to make a garment out of it which has, let's say, no corners, it's just rounded, that you'd be allowed to do as well, because now there's no chiyuv anymore on the garment to have dal kanfas. So then you're allowed to do that. There's no business either. Mutalit on, you're allowed to take them. But if you have a very nice garment which has four corners and now you're removing the tzitzis because you want to sell that garment to another yid without tzitzis, that you're not allowed to do. That would be a nice example of an issa. That's a scenario of an issa. You have a four-cornered garment which has tzitzis attached to it. You remove the tzitzis because you want to sell that garment to another fellow yid. That you're not allowed to do, because it's a bizui on the baguette. You're not allowed to do that. You're removing the tzitzis of that garment. You're selling that garment to another yid. If it's a goy, there's no chiyuv, that's fine. But as long as there is, as long as you're selling it to yid, it's also.
It doesn't feel right.
Why is that?
To sell to a goy is mutter.
Because there is no chiyuv there. There's no chepta v'chiyuv.
What be the bezoyan to the tzitzis? Can there be bezoyan?
You said there's no greater bezoyan than selling it to a goy. Because the bezoyan is intrinsically connected to the chiyuv. That's right. That's right. That's over here that it has to be dafke by yid. By goy, there's no issa. Good, we're going to get further details soon. Yeah. Even if the second yid, you know very well, he's got this beautiful talus, and he's going to, you know that he's going, you have taken the tzitzis off, and you know very well he's going to tie tzitzis on. Nevertheless, it's also because you're selling it without tzitzis. You're removing the tzitzis, and there's a chiyuv there. So you're not allowed to do that. Now, continues the next few lines, speaks about the following. Muta lehasiya tzitzis. You are allowed to remove the tzitzis. Veloseis tachteim yoisan noim. You're allowed to take the tzitzis off and replace them with nicer tzitzis. Mishum hedo mitzvah. So first point Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, yes, you are allowed to take off the tzitzis, to replace them with more mehudatik tzitzis. That's point number one. You are allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. Or ikshem yeshonim umesirim kedei lechatsham, or to take away, just to replace them with newer ones, just because they are nicer and cleaner, although they are not necessarily possible, the first ones, just to replace the first set, that you're allowed to do. Umesirim kedei lechatsham, you're allowed to replace them. You are allowed to do that. although the first one's an apostle, oy, kshenifsak chut echot, certainly if one tzitzit is torn, and it just there's a kedaniva remained, then afal pisha adayna tzitzis kosha, although the tzitzis is still kosher, afal pikein, nevertheless muta lehasir, you're allowed to remove the tzitzis velosis tachteo shlema, and to put another tzitzis, a complete tzitzis in, that's also permitted. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to take the tzitzis off, either because the first ones are apostle, or because the ones are nicer, or because they are slightly torn, that's all reasons that you are allowed to take the tzitzis off and replace them with new ones. That's all okay. That's all permitted. V'da'oid, continues the Mishnah Berurah, you should know as well, te'bemokim sh'atzitzis em shleimim, when the tzitzis are complete, v'ro'uyem le'inosin le'veged acher, and you can, those tzitzis are fine, and you could really put them into another baguette, lafukim rakede aniva, and they're excluding if there would be no akede aniva, yesh min ha'achonim she'kosvu, there are Achonim that write, they zor lehati rakshorim vakicha shalahem, for loy lafsikon vilikreya oisom. That Mishnah Berurah says that that's all with regards to undoing. Undoing the tzitzis is permitted if they are kosher, but you are replacing them because you want to have nicer ones, mumbahotadika ones, or cleaner ones or thicker ones. You're allowed to replace them, but that's all with regards to undoing. What's the halacha with regards to tearing them? That leads into your question. Are you allowed to tear them, cut them? They are kosher, but you're just replacing them. Do you want to get new ones? Or do you have to just untie all the knots? Takes quite a while to untie all the tzitzis. Are you allowed to just tear it off? Or is it all only permitted to untie it? Untie it? Pardon? Would be bizarre otherwise. Bizarre. Everybody agree to that? Tear it? They are still kosher. But they cut the tzitzis. They cut it after. Ah, do they? Uh-huh. If it's torn, what if it's tearing? Never mind cutting with the metal, the Mishnah Berurah of metal. Never mind that. If you could tear it. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows. V'da'oid, the b'mokim sh'atzitzim shleim v'ruim l'nosin v'ged acher, yesh min ha'achonim sh'kos v'di'ezoyer, if they are still kosher, one should be careful, le'hatir ha'kshorim v'akrichoy shalohem, you should undo them, v'loy la'afsikim v'lekoy ha'oysam, but not destroy them. The Mishnah Berurah says, when they are still kosher, when the tzitzis are kosher, don't tear them. You should undo them. Don't destroy them completely. Where is that from? The Mishnah Berurah, very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, V'korom Chazal, this based on the Gemara, Lo yishpoch odom meiboiroi, don't pour away the water of your pit, v'acherim tzrichen lohem, and others still need the water. It's a general halacha of not wasting. Don't, if you've got a pit and there's water there, don't just waste it. Don't waste something which can still be used. So similarly also, tzitzis which are kosher, yes, you are replacing them. Yes, you're getting better ones. Yes, you are going to, but just to destroy them completely is a destructive act, which is no different than wasting. So although it could be you personally, you're not going to necessarily use it. But nevertheless, it's an act of destruction, which is no different than lo yishpoch odom meir boiroi v'acherim tzrichin lohen. V'chai odom kosan, v'chai odom writes that, p'mokm shekosha be'ein ova tzrichin lehatir. If you're very time pressured, and it does take time to untie the Mishnah Berurah, motan enatkom, then you'd like to tear them, you'd like, v'ein bozeh mishon bal tashchiz, there is no isto bal tashchiz, kem v'dein oisedeh chashchos, because that's not consider the derech hashchosa, you're just doing it because you're in a rush. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says the following. Mishnah Berurah says that yes, under some you are allowed to untie the tzitzis if you're replacing them with better tzitzis, nicer tzitzis, or thicker tzitzis. You're allowed to do so, but ideally if you do so, you have to untie them, don't tear them. Because that's a general act of hashchosa, it's an act of wasting, and therefore don't break them. Don't break them. If you are very time rushed, there's no other eight, so then the Mishnah Berurah is matir. Says the Steve, save Shulchan Aruch, save base. Eino yochei likach haknaf, k'moshe matzitzois v'lesofu beveget ache. What about if you've got a talus, and you want to, or tzitzis, and you want to just maybe that's would be a lucrative business. Maybe somebody wants to just sell the corner with a tzitzis. Corners with a tzitzis. It saves you the whole. Maybe that's a lucrative business. Anybody thought of that? Instead of selling the tzitzis, just sell it already ready made. It would probably go quite well, no? So are you allowed to do that? Just to have a tzitzis corner, just a tzitzis corner, and attach that like that to the tzitzis. Yeah? With four corners. Says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis. Enu yochel likacha knaf. K'mo yishu im atzitzis. You are not allowed to take the corner of the tzitzis, the corner of the garment, k'mo as it is, im atzitzis, with the tzitzis, v'letofoi beveget acher, and to tie it on to another garment. You're not allowed to do that. Mishum da'al kanfe bigdeihem be'inon. Because the Pasuk says, al kanfe bigdeihem. On the corner of the garment. Al kanfe bigdeihem be'inon. V'knaf zeh, this corner, lo yoyo me'beged zeh. It wasn't from this beged. The b'sha'as asiya, when it was made. So you have to make the tzitzis, al kanfe bigdeihem. And over here, you're replacing, you're doing it the wrong order. Because you're taking the tzitzis with its corner, and you're putting it on a different garment. That doesn't go, because the pasuk says, al kanfe bigdeihem. And it, therefore, you can't do it, it's possible, yeah. It sounds like en yochel likach haknaf k'mushu im atzitzios v'lesofu beveged acher. You can't do it.
If you make it on a beged, and then you cut it off the beged. You made it on a beged.
Let us see if Gimel, and let's see if that's going to help you. Talus metuyatzes keil chosa. Talus, which has tzitzis on it, kelchoso, the way it should be. Shechilku aleshtayim, so we're talking about, it's actually a big talus, must be a very large talus, and it was torn in two. Uvechol chelek, and every half, yesh bo shir leis atef, and every half has got enough shear that you can cover yourself, so it's got enough shear of a measure of a talus, of chiyuv tzitzis. Ven isha lekol achas mem tzitzis achas oshtayim. So you've got a big talus, and it's with four corners and four tzitzis, and it's torn in half or cut in half. Are you allowed to just recycle it, maybe is the word, and attach another four tzitzis on the two garments, on this garment, two additional tzitzis, and on this garment, two additional tzitzis? Are you allowed to do that or not? So Shulchan Aruch says, it's fine. Talas metzias kel choshel kol eshtayim, v'chol chelik yesh bo shir leis atef, v'nishar lekol achas mem tzitzis achas eshtayim, out of the one or two tzitzis remains, it's fine, it's mutter, you are allowed to just add tzitzis to it. Ein bo mishum taseh v'loy min ha'osui. This is not a problem of taseh min ha'osui, because as the Mishnah explains, if cotton zayin, loy mifsel, because there was a chiyuv, and there is a chiyuv, and at all times there was a chiyuv to the beged, so there is no problem of taseh v'loy min ha'osui. Therefore, if a large tzitzis, a large talus rather, is torn in half, and you want to just add two tzitzis onto the two sides, on this side, and two sides of the other beged, that's okay, that's in order, that's mutter, that's not a problem of taseh v'loy min ha'osui, and it's permitted to add tzitzis to that beged, and that's not a problem of taseh v'loy min ha'osui. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. It was a question? It's fine. Just to recap what we covered tonight, B'siyat Dishmaya, we started speaking about an issa of bizui mitzvah. You are not allowed to remove and untie tzitzis of a garment for the sake of, you're not allowed to do that. If you're untying the bag, if you're untying the tzitzis onto another baguette, that is permitted. It's also permitted to do, it's not considered a bizui mitzvah, if you're untying the tzitzis and you're going to replace them with other tzitzis, which are either more mehuda or thicker or newer, that all is in order, that's permitted as well. The Mishnah Berurah does say that if you are undoing them, you should not destroy them, because that's bal tashchis, that's a waste. Al tishpach maim v'acherim tzichim v'hem. You're not allowed to just waste it for the sake of it. If you have a time pressure, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's in order, if there's a great tich involved, it's in order. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Beis continues, and it tells us that you're not allowed to just take a corner of a tzitzis, which has got tzitzis attached to it, to take that and to put down to another baguette with its, whilst the tzitzis attached to it, that you're not allowed to do that. because the pasuk says alkanfe bigdeim, and you would, it'd be lacking in it's the wrong order, and that's it's possible, you can't do that. It's not exactly tasev and osui. It's not really tasev and osui. It's alkanfe bigdeim, as the Shulchan Aruch says. And finally, Sif Gimel tells us that if you've got a talis, a very large talis, which has got four tzitzis, which are kosher tzitzis, but it's very, very large tzitzis, and even once it's cut in half, you've still got enough shear of two talisim in it, and one talis got two tzitzis, and the other talis got two tzitzis, if you want to just add two kosher tzitzis on one, that side, and two kosher tzitzis on the other side, that would be in order that you can do that, because that there's no problem of tasev and osui, because at all times, there was a chiyuv tzitzis on that beged. When he was torn, before he was torn, and after he was torn, at all times there's a chiyuv beg, chiyuv tzitzis onto that beged, and therefore there's no problem with no chisaron of tasev and osui. Yes, good point.
And it's got tzitzis on it.
Good point. But it, I suppose the answer is that although it is a new beged, but it's that is the that, exactly.
It's not really a new beged, is it? It's moisif on the beged.
Yeah.
The same beged, just
it changed shape and size, yeah. Yeah, it is, I suppose, that's probably the Nekudas HaChiddush in this Shulchan Aruch, though, but yeah, that's the Halachim. Fine.